Good evening, brothers and sisters. Are y'all today? Bit of adventure there. Yeah. As I always try to minimize the setup as much as possible. Previously, I was using this software called XSplit broadcast. So the streaming is done from XSplit. Yeah, so you have fancy like multi-scene, you can switch around and stuff like that. Then when I found that Zoom was able to go live, then I thought, yeah, we can do away with some fancy stuff. We don't really need the fancy stuff. Just use the built-in functionality. But then, I don't know. Don't know whether this is a one-off thing. But well, this is Dharma, uncertainty of this world. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to share the screen for OneNote. So we stop here previously. We'll continue with this part.
在楞伽经上，大慧菩萨问佛：“世尊，你说在一切众生的色受想行识里，有个常住不变、为一切法作依止的如来藏。” 外道也是说，在色受想行识里有个我，是常住不坏的，为一切法作为依止，作依止。佛说如来藏和外道说的我，同一个面目，这怎么回事情呢？So for some of you, you may be familiar with this sutra, Lengjie Jing, yeah, the Lankavatara sutra. So this Lengjie itself actually refers to Lanka. So it's the sea Lanka, the Lanka. Yeah, so inside there's this Bodhisattva, great wisdom Bodhisattva asking the Buddha, world-honored one, referring to the Buddha, Sijun, world-honored one. So, 你说在一切众生的受思想心识里有个常住不变。为一切法作依止的如来藏，So in this sutra, it claims that, so the Buddha said that within sentient beings, five aggregates, so this is the five aggregates, form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, that within that there is a unchanging, there's an permanent or everlasting, unchanging entity called the Tathagatagarbha. So this is如来藏, known as the Tathagatagarbha, or the Tathagata, or the Buddha stall. The Buddha stall that serves as a basis for all phenomena. Interesting, huh? How come there's such a saying, 外道也是说，在色受想行识里有个我，So then this great wisdom Bodhisattva says, but so the ascetics from other schools, they also have this saying that within the five aggregates there is an I that is eternal and indestructible, and it is the 为一切法作依止, and is the basis for all phenomena. 说佛说如来藏和外道说的我同一个面目。The description of this Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha's thought, has the same feature. Yeah, has the same feature and appearance. Yeah, in other words, the description as that of the self of the I. Yeah, described by the other schools. Yeah, 这怎么回事情呢? So what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? So my teacher continued with the citation. 佛说，因为外道执着有我，我如果说无我，他们永久也不能相信佛教。为了接引他们，我就说有如来藏，假名为如来藏，实在还是无我、空、无相、不生不灭的。啊，假名为如来藏。Okay, so the Buddha says, because the other schools, the ascetics of other schools, yeah, they are attached to the notion that there's a self. Yeah, if the Buddha, 我如果说我, yeah, so if the Buddha says that there's no self, what happened? 他们永久也不能相信佛教. So then for a long time, or maybe we can say forever, yeah, they will not have the faith in the Buddha's teaching. Or in Buddhism. So, 为了接引他们, in order to draw them, yeah, to encompass them, to draw them in, 我就说有如来藏. So then, in order to receive them in, yeah, so the Buddha says there is something called the Buddha's thought. 假名为如来藏, artificially named as the Tathagatagarbha, artificially named only, 假名字, yeah. 实在还是无我, in reality, it is still no self, 空, empty, emptiness, 无相, signless, 不生不灭的, yeah. That is beyond arising and ceasing, yeah. Beyond birth and cessation. Yeah, so I know some students are very into the Tathagatagarbha, Ru Lai Chang. Yeah, so over here, Leng Chie Ching have an answer. But the later schools tend to take Ru Lai Chang as very real, as though it is a separate thing altogether. Yeah, but Ru Lai Chang is just another name for ultimate reality. Yeah. If you understand this way, then no problem. How come call it this Ru Lai Chang? How come call it Tathagatagarbha? So that people happy lo. Yeah. But then does it still make sense? Yeah, it makes sense, huh? Yeah. For all phenomena to arise, it requires things to be conditioned, huh? Yeah. So the conditionality, we call it, we give it a name. The fact that it's empty in nature, that's why it can arise. But if you say it's emptiness, it's no self, then people are not happy. So we say, oh, no, we give it a special name. This is what the Buddha said. Okay, so let's look at what my teacher explained. 这样说，如来藏这个名字还是表示无我意呀，只是用我表示，来接引不高兴与无我的人。So, in that case, that's to say, 如来藏这个名字。Yeah, this name, Tathagatagarbha, or the Buddha's thought, 还是表示无我意. It is still representing the meaning of no self. Yeah. 只是用我表示. It is just using self, yeah, or Atta or Atman to represent. Yeah. So, 来接引不高兴, 这个无我的人, in order to draw in those who are not happy with no self, not happy with the teaching of no self. 楞伽经是在南北朝，这个刘宋的时代，就到了中国。So this Lankavatara Sutra entered into China during the North-South Dynasty. I think this should be the Tang Song, the later Song, later Song period. 鸠摩罗什大师，鸠摩罗什法师是东，这个是什么？东什么？东巡啊，东什么时代来到中国 ？You know who is 鸠摩罗什大师 ？That's Venerable Kumarajiva. Yeah. So there are two main translators that we often mention. One is the one from Tang Dynasty. You know the very famous one. You know who? Tang Xuanzang, right? Yeah. Then there's Venerable Kumarajiva， 他翻译的《摩诃般若波罗蜜经》比《楞伽经》早。我们若详细的读《摩诃般若波罗蜜经》，就会知道也是无我论。So he translated the Mahaprajna Paramita before Lankavatara Sutra. Then what happened? 我们若详细的读《摩诃般若波罗蜜经》。If we were to read the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra carefully, then what will happen? 就会知道也是无我论。Then we will know that it is also the advocating no self. 也是不执着，不说有我的。It is also, it's also about non-attachment. It also doesn't say that there's a self. 在涅槃经里讲，一切众生皆有如来相，一切众生皆有佛性，佛性是常住不坏的。So now we talk about the Parinibbana Sutra. This is different from the Maha Parinibbana Sutra. Okay, the one in the Pali Canon, the title, the sutra name is Maha Parinibbana Sutra. So that outlines the Buddha's journey all the way until his final passing. This is also about that, but this is found in the Chinese Mahayana Tripitaka, Nipan Jing, Nibbana Sutra. So inside it says, 一切众生皆有如来藏，一切众生皆有如来藏。That all sentient beings has the Buddha's thought, the Tathagatagarbha. So 一切众生皆有佛性 ，That all sentient beings has the Buddha nature. Yeah.佛性是常住不坏的。The Buddha nature is 常住 is perpetual, yeah, or eternal. 不坏 is indestructible. So until today, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, this notion of Buddha nature is ubiquitous. Yeah, is known throughout all of Chinese Mahayana tradition. Yeah.Some would say it's from because of this sutra. 都是用这样的教义来开导学习佛法的人。So it's using this approach to teach those who come to learn Buddhism. 而没有采取楞伽经无我如来藏义 But it doesn't adopt the teaching of no self within the Tathagatagarbha found inside the Lankavatara Sutra. So, now my teacher bring in another master. 近代佛教的应顺老法师在四川遇见法尊法师时，接触了宗喀巴大师的《菩提道次第广论》So there's this master, 应顺老法师 ，So Master 应顺 So my teacher says, 近代佛教的应顺老法师 ，That is very referring to him in high regard 老法师 We can say that, oh, because he's very old, so yeah, but actually he's the same generation as my teacher. Yeah. So in Buddhism or in Chinese tradition, if we refer to someone as Lao, actually it's respectful. But and indeed at that point in time when my teacher gave this, he was quite elderly. Most notably he is seen as someone who has in-depth knowledge of the Tripitaka. So 在四川译介法尊法师时，so in the Sichuan, that's one of the province in China, he encountered this Fa Zun Fa Shi, Dharma Honor, Venerable, 接触了宗喀巴大师的菩提道次第广论，and then and through that meetup encountered Lama Zupa, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa, the treatise on the Lamrim treatise. So Pudidao Tsigong, the original name is the Lamrim, or the gradual path towards enlightenment. So Tsongkhapa Dashi 就是采取楞伽经这一段的教义。Yeah, so Lama Tsongkhapa, he uses this section from the Lankavatara Sutra from Lengche Jing, yeah. This teaching on no self. Yeah. Hongyang Uwo Rulai Sang to propagate the teaching on the Tathagatagarbha that is based on no self. Yeah. 应顺老法师这时候是应顺老法师这时候思想稳定了，也弘扬这样的教义。Yeah, so my teacher says that Master 应顺 at that point in time, he's 这时候思想稳定了，his viewpoint is stable at this point in time, has stabilized. Yeah, 也弘扬这样的教义。It also advocates, also propagate this kind of teaching. What kind of teaching? The teaching of the Tathagatagarbha being no self. Yeah, basically a wrapper, yeah, of the core essence, which is no self. Yeah. 和我们中国古代的大德不同了 ，Yeah, it's different from the masters in ancient China. Yeah, it deviates, it's different. Yeah, so that's to say that our ancestors, our masters in ancient China, they tend to like to advocate the Tathagatagarbha as though there's a self. But not all, I think not all. 现在我们学习的《金刚经》，从始而至终是无我论。Now we learn this Diamond Sutra from the start until the end. It is the teaching of no self. 如来说有我者，则非有我。Yeah. So when the Buddha says the self, yeah, it's actually referring to no self. 这里就可以引《楞伽经》的这一段意来解释。So here you can also quote from the Lankavatara Sutra to explain this section。而凡夫之人以为有我，yeah，but unenlightened beings，yeah，the common folks, run-of-the-mill folk，yeah, thinks that there is really self。而平常的人，the common the people 就认为是有我。So when people read, oh, the Buddha said that there's self, then they draw a conclusion, oh, that is really a self. 我们曾经说过，we have previously said before，一般追求无欲的人，对于哲学的道理也可能读过。但是心里不大注意，so those who are the usually Yeah, or in general, those who are pursuing the five cause of sensual pleasure, that means material pleasure. Yeah, because the five cause of sensual pleasure is basically from the eyes, nose, tongue, body, yeah, connected to the form, sound, smell, taste, touch. Basically, all the material senses, yeah, carnal pleasure. In other words, carnal pleasure. Yeah. So this is related to the five senses. In other words, the carnal pleasure. So these people in general who are pursuing the carnal pleasure with respect to the principles found in philosophy. 哲学 in Chinese refers to philosophy. Yeah, 也可能读过, they may also have read it or learned it. 但是心里不大注意, but in their mind, they may not have much impression or pay much attention. 只有特别注意哲学的人会接触到我的这个问题. Only those who have paid special attention to philosophy then will encounter the issue with self. So my teacher knows a bit of philosophy. Yeah, those of us who have learned Western philosophy, you will know that some of them actually also question the notion of identity, yeah, of existence. So from the early Plato, Socrates, or Socrates, I don't know how some different people pronounce it differently. Yeah. Then the earlier Aristotle, some of them are. Their notion is materialistic, yeah, like Aristotle is materialistic. Then the later René Descartes, those are the mind-only school. Yeah. So sometimes when I learn more of the Buddhist teaching, then I'm like, oh, so some of this philosopher, maybe, I don't know, maybe past life, Indian ascetics. So after the rebirth in Western world, still have this mindset. So 那么这个认为有我的凡夫之人 应该在众生世界中 是特别有学问的人. Yeah. So this unenlightened person who feels that there is a self, yeah, within the realm of sentient beings, should be someone with what? 是特别有学问的人, should be someone with some level of intellect. Yeah, 那就是印度的外道. So that is referring to the ascetics of India. Here I must say, especially like in Singapore, maybe not in Singapore, but in some European countries, philosophy is part of their secondary education. Yeah, they have to learn some ideas of philosophy. Yeah, in some European countries. Yeah, so like in Singapore, we don't learn philosophy in secondary school. Yeah, unless you go and learn yourself, you don't learn it. And even in JC, in junior college, we also don't require students to learn any kind of philosophy, whether it's Western or Eastern philosophy. Even up to university, unless you learn philosophy, unless you major into the study of philosophy, otherwise in Singapore, Singapore's education don't really put in philosophy thinking. Yeah. Nowadays, we try to say, oh, learn critical thinking, and maybe in some schools,
I think in some of the SAP schools, like I believe, I don't know for a fact, but I believe schools like, what is that? What is that girls' school? Nanyang Girls High. Yeah, I think they are more likely to have introduced that as part of the curriculum. But I think some schools, most schools don't have it. Yeah, so my point is that even in today's society, for you to have learned philosophy, you must be educated, lah. Yeah. But in some countries, you don't need to be highly educated to learn philosophy. So there may be some difference between the societal circumstances in my teacher's time and our time. Take note that my teacher, when my teacher was young, he was born in, not that he grew up, then he's born somewhere else, but he was born in Northeast China. And when he was a primary school boy, China was already invaded by Japan, and Japan had occupied the part of Manchuria. Yeah. So when he shared his childhood, how he became a monk, he mentioned about how when he was in primary school, he was learning everything in Japanese. Yeah. So he actually, that also means that he lived through the part of the Japanese occupation of the northern part of China. Yeah. So in those days, I think even before that, it is not easy to have education to begin with. And if you don't even have widespread education, unlikely that someone who don't even have basic education, maybe I should learn philosophy. Yeah. You wouldn't even know that there's something called philosophy if you are not even educated, isn't it? Yeah. But in Singapore, I think it's not uncommon for secondary school kids to at least know that there's something called philosophy. As to whether they learn in depth, that's another thing. So, 平常说外道, so we stop here, continue from here. So 平常说外道, so normally when we refer to the, so the word 外道, I keep using a whole sentence to describe it, ascetics from other schools. So 外道 literally refers, there's an English word for it. The English word is heterodox. So those from other school, basically. Yeah, those who are from other schools. Yeah. So from what other schools? Those who don't advocate the Four Noble Truth, Eightfold Path. So that means you are divergent from the Buddha's teaching of the truth. So 好像有一点不恭敬. Yeah. So normally when we say heterodox, my teacher actually bring up how I feel. 好像有点不恭敬. It seems like it's a bit disrespectful to refer to people as heterodox. Yeah, 实在不是这个意思. But in reality, that's not the meaning. 是佛法之外的哲学家, 也有一套哲学的道理, 的理论. Yeah. It is that, so we have the Buddhist teaching, right? Yeah, the principles, the teachings, the practices. So if you are within this, then you are considered Buddhist practitioners, yeah, or Buddhist scholars, if you will. So now, beyond this, yeah, beyond the Buddhist circle, the Buddhist teachings, there are also other philosophers, 哲学家, yeah, and they have their own set of philosophy. So my teacher is referring to ascetics as philosophers. And if you and don't think that my teacher is just being nice. If you consider the way philosophers in that time, they are contemporaries of the Buddha, you know. Yeah, if you look at the historical timeline, right, a lot of the early Greek philosophers, for example, they are actually contemporaries of the Buddha because they are around that pre-common era, 500 years, that period. So to consider those in India to be philosophers is not that far away 他们认为这个臭皮囊里有一个我，So the ascetics in India, they believe that within this physical body, or these five aggregates, that is a self, 有一个我。如果说身体里有佛性，而解释为这个身体是臭皮囊，但是里面有个不臭的，就是佛性，我们听了很欢喜。So if we say that, that within this body there is the Buddha nature, and we explain it as this body is a smelly skin bag. Smelly skin bag, we explained before. 但是里面有个不臭的，就是佛性。But within this smelly skin bag, there's something that's not smelly, not filthy. That's the Buddha nature. If we say that, when we hear this, we are quite happy. And just as a side trivia, my teacher always say, 欢喜, that we are happy with it. Last time, initially, when I listened to my teacher's teaching, I'm like, why is my teacher always say 欢喜? Nowadays, we say 喜欢, why he says 欢喜? Then one day, I realized, Hokkien, we say 欢喜, 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 oh. Are you happy? So, nowadays, we use 喜欢, I think the meaning is a bit different. That means, do you like it? That's why in Singapore we say happy or not. We translate from Hokkien. Happy or not? You're not happy. Indo So 就叫由我论，这叫由我论。印度的外道，So the ascetics in the, I'm going to just say ascetics lah, okay? And when you say I say ascetics, then in this session it refers to the 外道，or maybe I should just say heterodox ascetic, can ah? So the heterodox ascetics in India, so be it those who have attained the those who have attained the four jhanas and the eight concentrations, 或者是得了四禅八定的外道，or maybe be more specific, referring to those with jhana or the concentrations, 在禅定里希望分别有我，and within the concentration, within the jhana, what do they do? In the jhana and concentration, they force put discrimination. And discriminate that, this is the I. 这叫由我论。So this, and then say that this is the teaching of self. 其余的人没有认真学习这件事，只是这个观心色受想行这个色身香味触。The remaining people, the rest, so not those who are cultivators 没有认真学习这件事，don't really conscientiously learn this matter，deliberate over this，so 只是关心色身香味触，but just concerned with what we find 色身香味触 the five sense object this is the five sense object form sound smell taste touch. So all the material things. I want to eat well, dress well, live well. I want to buy good cars. I want to build good buildings, houses.
我要住得舒服，I want to live comfortably。只注意这件事，不管我无我这件事。So the only concern with all the material things. Isn't that true? That's quite true. For most people, self or no self, who cares, man? Is there a Singapore sale coming? Now is there's a 5.5 sale. Oh, today is the 5.5 sale. Today is 5.5 sale, right? Did you all buy? 5.5 sale. Those who have bought things, maybe not those in class, those who are watching the video. Whoever watched this, if you have bought on 5.5, on behalf of a grateful nation, we thank you for your economic contribution. But, aiyah, so just going round and round. So most people don't care about this, only care about the material matters. Don't care about self or no self, don't care about this. 但这个说话时也是用我，这虽不分，虽不是，不十分明显。实在也是迟早有我，So although they don't really go and dwell into whether there's self or no self, don't really learn much about this, don't deliberate into this, But conventionally, when we speak, everybody also use I, You, I, me, they, and so on and so forth, So although it's not very obvious, 这所以不十分明显，实在也是迟早有我。So, but in reality, still grasp onto that there's a notion of I. So, 而凡夫之人，就是包括所有的凡夫。So the phrase 而凡夫之人，this includes all the unenlightened human or unenlightened beings. So it includes all. So 哲学家也好，So whether you are philosopher or not，不是哲学家也好，以为有我，So they think that we think that there is the self. So 总而言之，大家都迟早有我。So in summary, we all think that there is. We all grasp on. We are attached to the notion that there is self, whether it's conscious or unconscious. 认为有一个真实的我，We believe that there is a true self。有什么不对呢？So what's wrong with that？若认为有我，贪嗔痴没有办法断。If we think that there is really a self，then what happened？The defilements, greed, hatred, and delusion. No way to eradicate。No way to eradicate，因为有我就要保护这个我。Because of the self，if you have this notion, grasping on that there's a self, then you must protect the self. 而有贪嗔各式各样的烦恼。And so because you want to protect, then there is all the different kinds of defilements, including greed, hatred, etc. etc. 对我有利益，有利的，我就贪求。That which is beneficial to the self, to I, to me, then I will crave for it. I will have greed for it. And I will pursue it. 有伤害的，that which is detrimental to me, then what happened? 我就排斥。That which is detrimental, then I'm averse. Push off，拍摄就是嗔心来了。So when you have aversion, you have that repulsion towards it, that is hatred. Or aversion. 我也容许很多人在活动。然而那是你不侵犯我的利益。我容许你存在，So I may say, oh, or we should say we So we may allow a lot of people to function, to do as you please. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Runner,那是什么? But that is on what basis? What is the premise? 你不侵犯我的利益, as long as you don't encroach into my interests. Yeah? If you don't encroach into my interests, 我容许你存在, then I allow you to exist. If you hold a party, yeah, you hold a gathering, and then you invite a lot of friends, and then one of that friend, yeah, you say one thing, he oppose three things. Yeah, you say another thing, then he should gun it down. Say, stupid idea. You don't agree. Maybe next time when you have gathering, will you still invite him or her? Maybe next time, don't invite him. Invite you for what? I blunder, I invite every one of you, give everybody a treat, invite you to my house. Now only 5%, not 8% anymore. I must be more selective, because now the new ruling itself, it cut down to 5. So I'm sorry, you cannot come. And we may come up with such excuse to say, oh, I'm so sorry, I wanted to invite you, but now only 5. So next time, next time. So, 如果你侵犯我，我就要消灭你 So if you infringe onto me, then I will eradicate you. 但是做得到，做不到又是一回事 心里面都是这样子 But whether we can do it or not, that's a different matter. And within our mind, we want to do it. It's just like for many people, or maybe some people, I don't know. For some people, they don't like their bosses, right? But what can you do? Boss, what? You cannot fire the boss. What? Can you resign? Yeah. But if you can, yeah, I've heard some people, when they can, oh, then they sabo the boss. Oh, then the boss cannot remove, send to another department, send to another region. Do you all have this kind of mindset? No, don't say because this is live Later, your boss happened to watch the YouTube. So, the 反正有我的人，贪嗔痴是不能断的。Yeah. So, in any case, those of us, people with the notion of a self, greed, hatred, delusion, they are not able to eradicate it. Yeah. 也不容易真正同人和, it's not easy to be in harmony with others. If your sense of self is there, it's not easy to be in harmony with others. Hey, but you may say, hey, but Sifu, no what? I know of some people, they can be in harmony. Yeah, that's for their own self-interest. Maybe, But we should say that the stronger your attachment to the self, that means if the bigger the ego is, then the harder it is to be in harmony with others. Yeah, so even though all of us have the wrong view of a self, but maybe some stronger, some lesser. Yeah? Correct. So,所以众生有我有很多的过患. Yeah, so and so sentient beings have this grasping onto the self. There are a lot of thoughts and danger, 过患, thoughts and danger. 有很多的苦恼, there's a lot of trouble. Yeah, there's a lot of unhappiness, sorrow, and so on. So, 佛用无我来对治. Yeah, and what? And the Buddha used this teaching of no self to come and counter it, counter our problem. 使令人与人之间能够和合，使令人心情快乐，enable people to be happy，to be happy，So teach us the teaching of no self to help people to be in harmony, yeah, and then to be happy, yeah. 能断烦恼, and be able to eradicate defilements, 能得圣道, and attain enlightenment. So, 所以说,无我有很多的功德而没有过失, and that's why we say that, that's why it said that the teaching of no self has a lot of merits, yeah, 很多的功德而没有过失, and there's no faults about it. 前面说,凡夫之人以为有我, 什么是凡夫呢? So the earlier section says, the commoners or the unenlightened being, think that there is self. So 什么是凡夫呢? So what is, commoner? What is meant by the unenlightened one? So 须菩提,凡夫者如来说,则非凡夫. So the Buddha addressed Venerable Subhuti again. 凡夫者, the commoner, the unenlightened being. 凡夫, rightly speaking, should be talking about commoners, yeah, the common folk. Yeah. In some of the English translation, in the Pali Canon, then one of the word is the run-of-the-mill person. Yeah, run-of-the-mill person. So it's actually talking about this, 凡夫. 凡夫实子,如来说则非凡夫. Yeah, so the Buddha says is not the commoner. So this should be talking about that is empty nature. So 凡夫就是平常的人, not commoner. So the 有烦恼的人, more importantly, someone with defilements. 贪的因缘来就贪, 嗔的因缘来就嗔的这种人. Oh, this is such an apt description. Yeah. So who are the commoners? Commoners are when there are conditions for greed to arise, then we arise greed. When there are conditions for hatred to arise, then we arise hatred. Yeah. We are like a ping pong ball. Yeah. People hit, then we bounce. Yeah, so this is what is called a commoner. So 这种人不能够为他人着想. So this kind of people are not able to be considerate for others. 只顾自己, only think for themselves. 那么佛就假立名字,名字为凡夫. So then the Buddha artificially established a name. 假立名字, yeah, 名字为凡夫, and call this category the commoners. Yeah. 只是假立名字, it is just artificially named. 所以也不是决定的. So it is also not a fixed, something that's fixed. It's not a fixed nature also. 不是真有一个实性的凡夫. It's not that there's an inherent commoner. 还是可以转变的. Yeah. Still can be changed. So if we were to look at the phrase again, yeah, 凡夫则如来说则非凡夫. Then in other words, it's saying, so common folk, yeah, the Buddha says is actually not inherently common folk. So it's still the same model. X is named X, X is not X is named X. Yeah. It's not inherently X, it's simply just named X. So, 我讲这个凡夫的故事, oh, my teacher is now going to tell stories. So, 我讲个凡夫的故事, so my teacher says, I will now tell you the story of a commoner. 说到讲故事这件事, yeah, so when we talk about telling story, 我小时候读书, when I was young and studying, 当然老师讲课就是听着嘛. Yeah, so of course, when the teacher is teaching, then I just listen. So, 忽然有一天, yeah, so one day, what happened? 老师讲这个楚霸王, I don't know how to translate this. 楚霸王, how to translate 楚霸王.
So does this my teacher always talk about Chu Bao. I don't know how to translate the English, so I'm sorry. So there's this person called Chu Bao. 刀薄山什么气盖世啊，这算读 complete 方面。But basically in the Chinese there's this Chu Bao Wang is one of the king, should be one of the king. But I think it's a bit of 山寨 one also. So, 哎呀，我听了非常欢喜。So anyway, my teacher is saying that he hear of this story of this king. Oh, he's very happy about it. 出家后听老法师讲课也是讲故事。So when after he ordained, he listened to all the senior monk. They also tell stories. Yeah, 听了也感觉到欢喜。After hearing, he is also quite happy about it. Yeah. 等到有人请我讲经，我忘了讲故事，有很多好处。Yeah. So until the time where he is invited to give teachings, to give teachings on the sutra. So 我忘了讲故事有很多好处。He forgot that telling stories has a lot of benefits. 后来，这个忽然间想起来，so later on he suddenly recall this，应该讲故事，should tell stories。故事从哪里？从哪来的？So where are these stories from？都是经论上佛菩萨讲的。It's all the stories that is told by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas found in the sutras and commentaries。所以这是佛菩萨讲故事，So this is the Buddha and Bodhisattvas telling stories。师父 also tell a lot of stories 啊 I hope the stories help you not just tell story for the sake of telling stories 啊 为什么要讲故事？Why do we tell stories？佛知道我们凡夫学习佛法很困难。The Buddha knows that we common people, it's very difficult for common people to learn the Buddha Dharma. Yeah, 因为佛法与人性是有一段距离的。Because the Buddha Dharma and the nature of humans, yeah, that's a distance. That means our own tendency, our tendency compared to the Buddha Dharma, there's a certain distance. Yeah, 向上才能学习佛法。We must 向上。We must pursue 向上 should be pursue 啊。Then we can learn the Buddha Dharma. 但是向上困难啊。So we must persevere upwards，向上。How to find it 向上？Now these two words are very simple. 向，face up，but 向上，we must strive up. Okay, strive upwards. Yeah, but it's not easy to strive upwards. 那么怎么办呢？So then how？佛就讲个故事。So then the Buddha will tell a story。使令心情好一点，so help us to feel better。比如做菜加点这个盐，人就欢喜吃。For example, when we are cooking, we put a bit of salt, then people like to eat。完全没有盐，很淡，人家就不欢喜吃。If you don't put any salt, then it's very bland, then people don't like to eat。所以佛是善巧方便的接引我们。So the Buddha skillful means to do what? That means that storytelling is a skillful means to do what? To draw us in. 我们也应该这样学习。We should also learn this. 所以应该讲故事，讲故事是对的。So hence we should tell stories. Telling stories is correct. But I'm very afraid when my 师父 tell stories, when he only talk about the sutras, I have lesser problem because the sutras Chinese words are more or less quite standard. Especially the four just trying to learn the sutras. But when he talk about stories, it can come from all over the place. 30 over 1,000 Chinese character. I panic every time I see, oh, 我来讲一个故事, I'm like, sweat. Jialat. So, 佛在世的时候，有一个人叫小军或优婆塞。他的哥哥名大军，this word is still okay。小军、大军 ，luckily is easy words 啊。所以哥哥订婚以后，到很远的地方做生意，很久没回来。So the elder brother after being engaged, left for a faraway place to do business and never come back for a long time。未婚妻年纪渐渐大了。So the fiancé gradually over the years, of course, there's only one way that the age can go, only go up. So gradually grows older. So 哥哥的舅父就这个叫什么样？像岳父，sorry，那舅父，岳父就来向小军讲。So the father-in-law of the elder brother, come to tell 小军。The younger brother, tell 小军 what? 你哥哥出去做生意多少年都不回来。Your brother has left to do business and has not come back for so many years. 现在我女儿年纪大了，Now my daughter is quite old already 啊。我看就同你结婚好不好？How about if you just get married with my daughter? What? Can do this. The brother go out, then nobody around, then okay lah, marry you lah. 小军说，let's see. The younger brother, 小军 little army. Oh yeah, ever, Jun means, one of the meaning is army lah. So little army and big army. The younger brother is little army, the young elder brother is big army. But it's just a name, doesn't mean they are general. So 小军说，So the younger brother says，这不合道理。So this doesn't make sense 啊。So 他是哥哥的太太，是我的嫂嫂是吗？是我的嫂嫂，我怎么可以和她结婚？不可以，不可以。So the younger brother says。She is my brother's wife. Yeah. So it's my sister-in-law. How can I marry her? No, this is no, cannot. 就拒绝了这件事。So rejected this matter. 过了多久 ？So after some time, 这位老先生又来同小军讲。So after some time, the father-in-law again come to talk to the younger brother. 你不要这么执着嘛 ，Hey, don't be so attached, or so persistent。你哥哥在外边已经很久，一直不回来，不知道有什么意外。Your brother has been outside for a long time and has not come back for a long time. All this while has not come back. Who knows what happened? Maybe there's an accident. 你结婚有什么关系？有什么关系呢 ？Your brother has left for so long and has not come back. So what's wrong with you getting married? So 小俊 the younger brother, again reply, 不可以，不可以，no, no, no. Quite honorable brother, with integrity，还是拒绝，so he's still rejected。然后这老先生心想，直接说无效，要想办法，如此就可以有效。So this father-in-law, so this as a result, then this father-in-law think, if I ask directly, maybe this is not effective. I must think of a way, And in this way, in that way, then maybe it's possible. So 隔了不多久，从远方来个生意的人，
带一封信，给小军。So after some time, after not so long, from afar came a businessman who brought a letter for the younger brother. 信上说 ，the letter says, 大军已经死了，你们不必再挂念他了。So the letter says that the elder brother has passed away. You don't have to be bothered about him anymore. 就说他哥哥死了这的事情。So it says that the brother has passed away. So 他想，哎呀，哥哥死了。So the younger brother thought, 哎呀，my brother has passed away. 心里很难过，So he's feeling very sad. 过了多少天，这老先生又来了。So after a few days, the father-in-law came again. 说，and he says, 你哥哥死了。你和我女儿结婚不结婚？ Yeah. So he come and look for the younger brother and says, Your brother has passed away, so are you going to marry my daughter or not? 如果不结婚，我就把她许给别人。If you don't marry her, then I will betroth her to other people. 这一说，小军心就动了。With that, then his heart start to stir, start to have some reaction. 于是乎勉强同意结婚, so reluctantly he agreed to get